can see in the bottom right picture that we just scrolled by, that was the gate that Lynanne was talking about with the
animal,
the critters on it.
Kind of a wolf-like thing.
Right. And then the top left picture, excuse me, is the path. You can see in some places it is no longer clearly delineated. However, it's still there. So it's not like it's been washed away by the rains. And then the bottom two pictures are the entry area. And that was it's just very well maintained, just beautiful, Ramada, everything looks good. There's no graffiti or anything. So it's in really good shape on that one. And that would be pretty much it as far as, there's some more resources if you guys are interested in it as far as archaeological and Oro Valley, but that is all in the report if you would like to dig into it a bit more. At this point, and please forgive me on this for my being new at this one, recommended future discussions and potential action items, I think it would be useful to recommend either the Town of Oro Valley or the Historic Preservation Commission drafting a letter to Pima County, who is the technical owner, if we are legally allowed to. I don't know if this, you know, exceeds what is able to happen, but just requesting an update as far as the maintenance that is, you know, within the implementation plan from the get-go. It was, at one point, it was designated for desert archaeology indicated that it was, the site did meet the criteria for listing the National Register of Historic Places. I would like to clarify and see if it was ever listed in the National Registry for Historic Places, because that would also mean that it needed to be maintained in a particular way. And then just a general request as far as maintenance for clearing path borders, a very, 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 very conservative clearing of some of the cactus and overgrown or dead things along the way, if that's archaeologically appropriate in this case. And potentially requesting a meeting with Pima County, negotiating the possibility of Oro Valley taking this piece of land, as was originally the plan on this one. I know there's a lot of politics and a lot of money back and forth, but I think it would be really interesting to talk to both Linda and Councilmember Solomon about the possibility of making something happen and getting the responsibility back on Oro Valley to maintain and to really bring this one back to life and what that would entail. Second to last recommendation, would be to invite Councilmember Solomon to come and talk to us about this, as I discussed earlier. And the last recommendation, I promise, is improving the signage somehow to be able to indicate that this is Honeybee Village, whether it's a request to Oro Valley or wherever is the appropriate request at that point. But even if it's one of the little brown historical plaques designating this is Honeybee Village to the right, so that people don't end up turning around in the parking lot and not realizing it's there.
So this was a report, and she's bringing up some things that she would like to see happen. So it needs to be brought up again on future agenda items, right?
Okay, that's at the very end.
Okay.
Can we have more discussion on this?
Yeah,
I have a clarifying question.
Yeah.
So such an awesome report. And when I read the introduction, and I think you were just referring to this maybe on that third to last recommendation, is that, so in 2008, it says here, the intent was that this area be transferred back to Oro Valley when an agreement on management is reached. So in 2008 was a long time ago. So in all that time, has there been an effort to reach an agreement on management, or has it just kind of been a moot point?
So it actually became a whole separate issue than that issue. What occurred was that the county paid for the archaeology surveys that were done in the area, the excavations of all, and it's a much bigger footprint than just the preserve. The preserve had a little bit of work, but it was all the surrounding area that now is built upon. That so it was giant, and it ended up far exceeding the cost that was that they got from bonds. And as a result, they said to the town, you need to pay us back or we won't give this to you. And the town said, we don't have that money to give that back to you. So it has been an ongoing quest to have it given to us regardless of that price tag, and it has not yet been successful.
And what is that price tag?
I would have to research that.
I'm just curious. Are we talking?
It's millions.
It's millions?
Millions, yes.
Okay.
That's all I know. I know. I can't remember the exact
number. Yeah, no, I was just curious. Are we talking hundreds of thousands?
No, we're
talking
millions. Yeah.
For the archaeology site to be all...
It was all the work that was already done and set to be paid for.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and obtaining the property.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And Steve Solomon has a ton of information on this as well. Obviously, he was the developer that donated the land in the first place, so there's a lot of history and a lot of information, which is why I would love for him to come in and open himself up to us picking his brain on that and then figuring out what's going on at this point.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and it would be acceptable to invite Linda Mayro as well, get an archaeologist, because she's an archaeologist, so get their perspective along with letting her explain their standing in that, because she would happily do so. She's done it before. So so those can all be things that can be recommended for future agendas.
But there's currently not a maintenance agreement.
To my knowledge, I didn't come across anything.
Pima owns that land, but they're not going to put any money into maintaining.
They actually do. They have a gentleman, his name is Ian and Milligan, something like that.
Okay.
And he is the staff member that I've communicated with on many occasions, because he comes out and checks on it every once in a while.
Okay.
When we had the neighbors complaining about the type of runoff that there was, all that rock work that you see in there, the county did. They laid the DG and the trail.
So they've invested additional monies into...
They have continued to work on that. The signage is their signage, except for that at the parking lot.
Okay.
Meaning that little circular... Well, there's like a half circle block sign. But before you walk in, you have signage explaining how the prehistoric peoples used the area. Those are county signs.
Okay.
There's one right by the Ramada County signs. All the signage inside is county signs. So they continue to invest. And what Nicole was mentioning when she said that, I'm sorry, but Commissioner...
Kasaus.
It's a weird one. Kasaus. And I had up until today heard it wrong in my head until other people were saying it out loud. So I'm like, nah, I've been doing it wrong. When Commissioner Kasaus talked about the archaeology way that preservation is thought of compared to what everybody else thinks of it.
Public use.
Preservation in place. In other words, leaving things in their natural surroundings, especially... a site like this that is absolutely covered with pottery sherds and stuff, you don't mess with the surface. You leave the surface alone. That doesn't mean things like the like even one of her photographs shows a dead cactus. That could be cleared out. And it wouldn't hamper the natural surroundings. It would perfect them, you know?
Yeah.
So there is some give and take and some suggestions that can be given, but I can tell you that that's the perspective of the county. And probably the perspective that I would continue to maintain, and I gave Nicole some ideas of what we could do instead of clearing it, because I would be opposed to clearing it. That's not the archaeological perspective.
Yeah, okay. So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Linnea, can I ask you a quick question?
Uh-huh.
Playing devil's advocate on this one.
Uh-huh.
If Pima County's picking up the tab for maintaining this, what would Oro Valley's benefit be other than ownership of this piece of property?
So I think that the benefit would be that we would have the ability to call some of the shots. Right now we can make requests to them, but we have no ability to call any shots. We're in a partnership with them on Steam Pump Ranch, but we're the owners, and so we get to guide much of what happens. If it's a significant change, anything done to the buildings, whatever, we work with the county because they have the easement. over it, which means they have the permission, the invisible bubble, what happens within the historic core. Something like that would be appropriate over there, but we would be able to say, you know, we're going to take this little Ramada and make it a museum instead, and at least have the things on display or photos of the things on display that were discovered. I mean, I don't know. I'm just ad-libbing there. But we would have more permissions. Right now, we don't have any, really. We just get to suggest. And we call them and say, we've gotten a complaint. I mean, we don't even step in when there's a complaint.
So it's an agreement situation that both have to.
Yeah, they have to give it to us, and then they have not, and I don't see that happening in the near future. Steve works with them constantly requesting it.
What's the perceived value to them, to Pima County, as to why this is not?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. That would be a really good question if we have Linda Mayro come in.
It doesn't seem like there's much.
Yeah, well, I think that they have a full staff of archaeologists. And this is an archaeological site. Mm-hmm. We have me, who's certified in archaeology, which means I can go work on digs, but I don't have, I don't have the paper behind me that most of the staff there does. And so I think that they want to know that it's managed in a manner that the county approves of, and they may be concerned that that's not going to happen. Yeah. But they also have the financials, you know, so I don't know. There's a gamut of reasons that we could pull from, and it's really.
So at some point down the road, we could provide that confidence to the county that.
It could be just confidence, it could be money, or maybe a combination.
It's got to be money.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Staff means money.
Yeah.
Well, Commissioner Cascos, thank you very much for that presentation. And I think it would be great, as you mentioned, you know, more action, you know, future agenda items, and so we can understand the politics with these people. So we have regular session item number 3, discussion and possible action on commission recommend to staff that they create a historically significant scavenger hunt for the youth in Oral Valley.
Okay, I do want to start this off with I know somebody brought this up, I think it was you, but I do need to give an explanation of the difference between art as a culture and cultural resources as culture. They're very diverse, and so those of you who have been around very long know that I often do little reports of what our purview is as a commission, because we do work for national parks to preserve cultural resources in our community. And likely Marana never did become a certified local government, which is what we are, and that's why they don't have a commission. Because in order to have a commission, you're a certified local government partner with the national parks, overseen by state, okay? So we actually went to the state and said, since art is culture, Christy and I did, because we had a former commissioner that was an artist and asked us to do this. And so we went to them and said, can we pull some aspects of art under this purview? And they said, absolutely not. That is not a cultural resource. This commission is responsible for cultural resources. So as we discuss any items having to do with art, I noticed that the way this was worded was a historically significant scavenger hunt. I just want you to keep in mind that you have to keep that component. It has to have to do with history, like search for a piece of public art that has history behind it and give us a report on where it's at, why that item has to do with, or whatever. So I just want you to keep that in mind as this discussion moves forward, because otherwise it's not in our purview. So.
Well, again, I have seen that if the art is directly connected to the historic site, even if it is somewhat removed from the site itself, it's easier to bring it under the purview of the National Historic Preservation Guidelines.
Right.
So, I mean, pieces of artwork that are tied directly to a facility. One area in that is, it's happened in historic train stations, that the art was considered to be part and parcel of the fabric of the building.
Right. Well, and I can tell you right outside of Steam Pump, there's a really neat sculpture of the Push children on a horse with a pulling a fruit cart. That tight. I just wanted to make sure y'all, because I want to hear your report. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood how the conversation needed to move forward in order for it to fit our purview. So go ahead.
As far as that, it was just a general idea as far as what can we do? Do we have a collected list of things that would qualify in this category that we could create something interesting and appealing to? My target really was the youth, because we have a lot of younger people that have no idea of the historically significant aspects of Oro Valley. It's just, you know, this is a new town. It's not a new town. We have a lot of rich history and culture, and I want to share that with the youth and find a way that will bring them some interest over that.
So what I can say is that we have a very significant site on the town's website that tells all of the public art and exactly where it's located. So it'd be really easy to research which pieces have to do with history. And so if that's what you'd like to ask of staff in regards to this, can they ask me something in a discussion item? I think this is discussion and possible action.
It is possible action.
It is possible action. So can they?
They can ask you to look at it.
Yeah.
I can
bring that forward or send you a copy of it, and then this discussion can continue with you knowing exactly which pieces, mm-hmm. or you can look it up and bring it forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can send you the link because it's. I just did that research for some reason. I can't remember why, but yeah. So I knew exactly where all that.
I'm curious if this kind of information could be made available to families who are visiting the Steam Pump Ranch or the public library, so that there's maybe even a signage or a poster or something like that that just says, hey, get to know your town, or what do you know the history of where you live, or, you know, that would then direct them either with clues or a picture, can you find this, or, you know, something like that, so they can kind of discover what's here. They may have seen it before and not understood even its significance.
Right.
You know?
Well, I know one of the things that I heard when you guys talked about this, because I listened to the meeting since I was absent, was that there was this suggestion that we try to get it nailed down by April in order to maybe tie it in with the Celebrate Oro Valley and the town's birthday, and our, mm-hmm. which is where we celebrate our history, and we celebrate it from before we were a town and now. So we kind of go through the gamut. So I think this is probably a topic we can keep going, and we can pick those items and kind of decide how we want to guide the public to see it, or if we want to send it out to the schools in some, you know, I don't, unless you all have an even more defined path to guide me down, I think more discussion is probably needed. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's a neat idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a piece of public art, and I don't know that it's it was part of the 1%, and so it's kind of hidden. But it's a little Indian lady with the headdress on her, and so I'm not good enough to know what people's that was, but she's, you know, getting water out of a brook. I mean, obviously, there's a tie to history with that. So, and, you know, I mean, even the animals, there's a tie to what this area was like before we put all the houses here. You know, the bighorn sheep that's right
but,
here, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Anything that is not a building becomes increasingly more difficult to try to include under historic preservation. There actually are National Historic Preservation of Art under the, I need to go back to my government manual and get the exact titles. But it's a question of who has jurisdiction. I can tell you that if it's a historic building, it's historic preservation. If it is a historic document, then that falls over into the National Historic Records and Publications Commission, which has its own regional setups and affiliates. But sometimes trying to figure out on a federally involved and a state involved, who has jurisdiction, gets pretty messy.
Yeah, we're so small, we don't have some of those entities with, so, yeah.
If I could just add one more, as I've thought about this idea more since our last meeting, I was taken back to when we had visited national parks and my kids did the Junior Ranger programs.
Right.
So as you're going around, they learn about something and have a little activity or a little, and then they take it back somewhere and someone says, oh, great job, and they get a little, you know, I guess in my mind, as I imagine something like this, it would be akin to that, where they're learning about Oro Valley and maybe four or five places, and then there's a little something that they can come to the town hall and get, or, and this is your
past harvest stamp sticker.
Yeah, something, I mean, something really easy and inexpensive and not, you know, but in my mind, that's what I imagined when you presented that idea.
I'm going to develop a little workbook for that
something, just
challenge and inform,
you know.
Yeah, again, we have to make sure that it's the art that ties to history.
Absolutely.
And then and then it would tie back to your topic from last month, because the importance would be that we were teaching them, whether through that booklet or through asking them to tell us what this meant in history in some way. But it has to tie into that, which is one of our guiding elements, and from our preservation plan, and then obviously the history. So
I think somehow incorporate technology into that one, having maybe a QR code or something tied to a website link on the site, so that somebody could go to the physical site, scan it, and then get the history based on that. Trying to keep the cost for Oro Valley low, as far as mass producing booklets, it could be expensive. We don't know how popular it would be, but if they could print up a PDF from the website and then go scan the QR codes and learn site by site what the significance is at each site, could be a really fun idea.
I love the idea of a little reward,
even if it's like the town of Oro Valley seal, a little plastic coin or something.
Yeah.
Kids love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, and I can tell you that the town, its economic development, who has been in charge of the art with the town, and I don't know that it's going to stay under them, but there's been some discussion, but they are planning on getting QR codes for those, so they want to put it in the next budget, so I will give her a call and tell her that we want to make sure there's a tie-in, that's whether it's that there's a statement at the end of whatever it is they were going to put about it, because theirs was going to tell who the artist is, when it was constructed, you know, a little piece of history, and maybe underneath it can have, you know, some kind of HPC explanation for, you know, item or historic significance or some kind of thing that lets them know that this is one that's connected to history, not just an abstract piece of art, because we got a lot of that around town too. So, you know, because those can't be part of what we're working with. So,
Lynn, how do photos fall into this art cultural stuff?
Photos?
I mean, what?
Like historical
older photographs.
Photos.
Well, this is one of the things that the town's historical society is involved in. Generally, art review has to stay with what was government created or government mandated governmental transactions. So people who've gone through and made their own pictures of historic buildings and so forth, I mean, I could probably go back through my old photo collection when I was a student at the U of A, class of 66, that would have historical information, but were definitely done for my pleasure and not for the conduct of government business. So That's more on the Historic Society.
Yeah, are you curious about the photos that were found at Steam Pump? Is that what you're talking about?
Or? Well, whatever falls under the purview of art and cultural.
Yeah, because I can tell you in speaking with Mrs. Landon and the photos, I think we're getting off subject. We are getting way off subject. Yeah, we have to bring it up in future agenda items. It's not art. That's a whole other thing.
Not art. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. The next item is department update. Mrs. Delaman, what do you have to report?
Okay. So I just wanted to let you all know as a commission that I did make the corrections that you requested. Like I said, I listened to the last meeting, took very detailed notes. I made the corrections that you requested for the essay questions, and they have been sent on to the Amphi School District. I got a note today. You know, I sent them a couple weeks ago, and I got a note today saying they have been passed out to all the fourth grade teachers now. So those are in the hands of the teachers that whose students study Arizona history. That's why we choose the fourth graders. If any of you all know homeschool kids that are, you know, families that do that, or private or charter schools, that's a little harder for me to get into. They often give me a kind little note in response and then don't pass it on. So if somebody has an inside track on that, I'd love your help. So again, we want to get that to as many fourth graders. We had one year that for some reason Amphi didn't participate. We put the deadline, which they then later told me when they'd like it moved to, but it must have been during testing time or whatever, so they didn't participate, and it was all homeschool kids that won that year because we did get enough to participate. So just keep in mind, it's awesome to get those kids as well in on this. So update on the garage and push house projects. I would imagine Matt told you last time, and I don't remember this from his report, but Sellers and Sons was the company that was selected to do the renovation work for the garage and the alarm and fire suppression systems for the push house. So the asbestos lead, and I would presume mold, because there is some in old adobe, abatement has already taken place. It ended at the end of September, and I don't know how much was present, but I do know that they had work to do, so something was there. So that has all been taken care of, and construction is currently scheduled to be completed on April 11th. We try to keep a pattern of every second Saturday, along with second Saturdays. That's usually when we do our Celebrate Oro Valley Festival. We're going to push it to the third Saturday in April, just in case that line wavers. The 9th would have been close enough to the 11th, but we don't know that they're going to be on track. So just to kick it down by one more week. And we'll do our ribbon cutting and have the building open, and it will all be really a neat aspect of Celebrate Oro Valley. So that is, again, in April. And then October is a very busy month at the ranch, and I think some of these things were reported, but I'll tell you, that we started October 1st, last Friday, with a concert at the ranch. October 2nd was our practice hayride, where we invited staff to come for free, ride the haunted hayride. For those of you that don't know what it is, we research history all over Arizona that people have connected to haunted this or that, and we drive people around the ranch and pretend we're driving around Arizona, and we tell these haunted history stories. So it's kind of a neat way to use a historic site that ties into the season. We were asked to do some things out there, and so this was one we came up with. We think that's pretty neat. And then, so we had our kickoff and our practice, and had like 50 or 60 town staff come in and do that, and it went very well, so we're ready. This Friday night is our Monster Mash Festival, and that was, again, something that was requested from the manager's office that we hold out there at Steam Pump, so it's more of a little festival, more little Halloween-y kids games and so on and so forth, booths and what have you, jumpy castles. So that is on the 8th. The 9th is the morning, beginning at 9 a.m., is the return of our second Saturdays at Steam Pump Ranch. So we have music, and we really A few years ago, Steampunk Ranch was voted the most visited park, because it is a historic park, in Oro Valley. And it's because of all of these things we get people there. So Second Saturday is very popular. We have music and art and antique and commerce, corral vendors, and then the Historical Society. It's a nice push for them to get to show the area in tours. So they do the historic tours. And last time it was reported what all the topics are from month to month. So that's a really neat tie-in. And then we have a children's art project, and Archaeology Southwest comes and does presentations in the historic garden where we have the replica of the pit houses that were excavated up in Honeybee. So they took that, had a miniature replica made that they used to then use the right size, you know, the right dimensions. And it's just slightly smaller, but it's however the difference from width and height and all that. And it's been neat. It's called Living Archaeology, and so they get to continue to study what's happening out there. That night, so the same night as we do the Second Saturday, we have our first public haunted hayride, and those happen every Saturday for the rest of the month, beginning at 9 p.m. And if anybody's interested in going on those, you go to playov.com and get tickets. And we really could use help. So if anybody wants to help with those, just let me know, because I'd love to put you on a hayride and have you shine the flashlight on things that don't show enough, and invite people to come in and tell them a little bit about steampunk while they're waiting for the thing to start. November 5th is the last concert of the fall season, and the 13th of November is the next second Saturday that we have after all of our October events. So, and then as far as rentals and everything goes, we had two in September. In October, we have one that will happen in conjunction with the farmers market, so it's a daytime event. And then we have three in November and one in December currently. So we do get people renting it to hold events and stuff, which is nice, more ways to show off the ranch. So that's the conclusion of my report.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for future meeting agendas. Commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431-02H. Do we have any items to add to a future agenda?
Yes. I understand that I will be discussing historic records in the town at the next session, and as I was listening to the earlier, I could see that I definitely would like to bring forward some recommended actions by the town, so I would like to have it, instead of being just for discussion and presentation, for also possible action on the November meeting.
Okay, so we hear a motion.
Can you make that definitive, the motion?
Clarify your motion.
Well, the language that is used is for discussion and potential action, I believe.
Possible action.
Yeah, possible action.
Possible action. So I just want to make
for
it clear
historic
that...
historic records?
Yeah, he does the November report as part of the historic preservation plan, and it's on records, and he would like it to be a possible action so that, I'll have you help me write it up so that I get it passed.
I mean, if you want to know the specific areas of concern, I mean, one of them, again, is an IT issue.
Yeah, actually, let's save that for, we can't discuss it right here, so let's save that for, we'll have it be that, and then we can dig into some of your items, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Can I get a second?
Do we hear a second?
I'll second it.
There you go.
Retroactively second it.
Were you going to put the website?
Yeah, well, I think that they're still working on giving ideas.
Sorry.
Yeah, so this would be a second. A future agenda item, I would like to propose that we continue the discussion of the Oro Valley Historic Commission presence in the city website with some emphasis on implementation. We did this a couple years ago. Specifically, I propose that we give each commissioner an opportunity to research what other historic commissions are doing on their websites, ideally in the southwestern cities or states, and that each commissioner pick a city, take a look at a website that they like, they think is great, and share what that city is doing in regards to the Historic Commission sharing of content. Now, since we have a number of commissioners, this is just a very brief presentation of what they see, their thoughts, what they like. And to clarify that as a motion, I make a motion that each member report back their findings of other websites briefly and possible recommendations of implementation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Did you get that? Do you need a rewording of some sort?
Can I repeat that to you?
Yes, please.
I make a motion that each member report back their findings of other websites briefly with possible recommendations of implementation.
And you got Steve seconded it? Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Hanstead seconded it.
And this is a future agenda item?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So from that one, we would determine who does what, and at the next meeting, we would report the findings.
Right.
Well, he's already asking.
Well, I'm asking for a little momentum, and if you see something that you... Somebody can make a motion that we see if we can, an action item to implement some idea.
So at the next meeting, then we'll come back after having looked at the site.
Okay. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like to motion that we continue the discussion regarding Honeybee Village and with possible action for how to proceed regarding Pima County, regarding inviting Councilmember Steve Solomon to speak, and also Pima County's Linda Mayro as well.
Do I hear a second on this?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Any other future agenda items here?
Well, I'm willing to do some research on public art that has historical significance that we might be able to include with the QR codes or however that plays out, but looking forward to tying it into the Oro Valley, Celebrate Oro Valley.
So further discussion.
Further discussion, basically, yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Further discussion, possible action.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have a second, though?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any other agenda items?
Next meeting.
Oh, yes. Thank you. We will not be able to hold our commission meeting on the date that it is currently scheduled. This is a delay to my department report. So I'm stepping back into my department report. Because all of Parks and Recreation will be at a conference. So that includes myself and Matt Jankowski. And so I was wondering if we could discuss quickly. Can I do that? Ask them what date might work, or do I have to do it all via email?
Why don't you just do it now?
Okay. Does anybody have, I mean, do you want us to stick to a Monday? Or is that, okay, stick to a Monday?
The second Monday would be fine with me.
Sure. November 8th.
Okay.
The second.
Okay. Have my phone out. Okay, so November 8th. And we'll have to make sure that we can get a room here at Town Hall and then get back to you, see whether this one's available or the council chambers, and get back to you if this is available. We'll be keeping this date. So. Okay.
Okay, seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 6:08 p.m. May I have a second?
Second
by Commissioner Anstead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Great reports,
guys. Great reports, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.